I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
These are all recent headlines regarding Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Kevin Spacey cost Netflix $39 million. Christopher Plummer lands Oscar nod after replacing Kevin Spacey. Scotland Yard investigates third sexual assault claim. What a mess he's made, huh?
So we know he was accused of sexual misconduct, pulled out of the film All the Money in the World.
Not pulled out of it, erased from it. Right. Now, wouldn't that be a big pain in the neck if it turns out Christopher Plummer also assaulted someone and then they had to erase him? They should probably just not even put people in films anymore.
A quote from Kevin Spacey prior to the disclosure of his misconduct. It's so easy for us to misperceive and see the things in others that we want to see. And when we're wrong, and often we're dead wrong, we miss the truth. He's talking about acting. But I think that's appropriate for his life. We have missed that point.
Yeah.
Here's a guy, Empire Magazine in 1999 said, was the greatest actor of the 90s, which obviously it's not true.
So stupid.
But for a magazine to claim that gives an idea of where he was in the pantheon.
He was, as far as character actors go, an audience favorite. I can remember Kevin Spacey getting a lot of attention in the early 90s with movies like Usual Suspects, Glengarry Glen Ross, Seven.
Yeah, very good.
And then American Beauty.
Oh, boy. I even know the name of his character, Lester Burnham.
That movie catapulted him to a level of character actor stardom.
He won the Oscar.
And I don't believe, and then he makes movies like these self-important movies like K-Pax, where he's like the alien.
He plays Bobby Darin in Beyond the Sea.
He was way too old to play Bobby Darin.
Yes, he was.
And that was silly. That's
but
just
it
him.
Was amazing to see him imitate Darin.
Found an excuse for himself to sing.
Here's one in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
2006, Superman Returns, Lex Luthor.
He was a good Lex Luthor.
Okay.
He was smooth. He was sinister, funny. Not a whole lot unlike his House of Cards character. Unctuous, insidious.
He's very good playing intelligent guys who are ruthless.
Yeah. In real life, he was an intelligent guy who was ruthless.
Saved the old Vic in London.
Mm-hmm.
He became their director. And now, notwithstanding their allegations of impropriety even then, he brought prominence to the old Vic, brought financial security to them. When he plays Sam Rogers in 2011 in Margin Call, that's again the kind of character we're talking about.
Yeah.
Ruthless, tough, smart. Then he has to do stuff like Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, right. Horrible Bosses. And did you see this movie, Elvis and Nixon?
I did. He plays Nixon.
He plays Nixon opposite Michael Shannon's looking nothing like Elvis.
That's true. That's
so bizarre.
And I like him better in...
I mean, Michael Shannon's ugly.
He's
not a good-looking guy.
He's craggy and
I mean, he's
mysterious.
Craggy and bug-eyed and sallow.
I know
and he
not.
Looks nothing like Elvis.
I know he isn't.
And that is just a casting... Oh, yeah, now I'm...
And although he was expunged from his movie this year, he did have Rebel in the Rye in 2017, where he plays J.D. Salinger's literary agent. And I kind of like that role for him, again, because he has to be savvy and intelligent and slightly ironic.
Right.
But the one in 2017 that I love, that's ignored, except I think in one category, by the Oscars, Baby Driver.
I believe that Baby Driver would have received maybe a couple of more prominent nominations, if not for Kevin Spacey. I think Kevin Spacey, it appeared earlier in the year, so it kind of missed out on that whole all the money in the world controversy.
Yes.
But I believe that it got snubbed because he's in it.
The more that we've talked about it, I think you may be right. It's such a darn good little thriller with a sense of comedy in it.
It is. That's a great... Here we are with that question again. Do you not see Baby Driver because Kevin Spacey is in it?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems... absurd.
Maybe we should close out by just, as we frequently do, who are the actors he truly admires? Jack Lemmon, who was really his mentor.
Okay.
And with whom he appeared in Glengarry Glen Ross, right? Then Spencer Tracy, Henry Fonda, James Stewart, Al Pacino, and Jason Robards.
All
I think
great.
That's a pretty classy group of people whom he admires.
All great. And as far as I know, none of them have been accused of anything.
Kevin Spacey is such a fine actor. He will be back.
You think?
Yes.
Okay. You heard it here, folks. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.